Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. I wanted to talk about a common thing that comes up with a lot of the guys that I talk to, which is what I kind of like to call the unhappy husband, the number one mistake of the unhappy husband. And that is really that he's looking for some kind of fix, some kind of guarantee, some kind of formula that is going to create what he wants from the relationship, from his partner, in his life. He's looking for something to fix the problem, some kind of solution. And so the reason that it's a number one mistake is that it's kind of a lazy approach. You know, when you want to have more spark, more passion, more connection, more fun, more flirtation, more sex, more attraction, all that good stuff in your relationship, you have to recognize that that spark is alive. Right? It's not a dead thing. It's like catching the wind in a bag, that old quote. You catch the wind in a bag, you don't have the wind anymore. You've just got a bag of stale air. And it's kind of the same thing, right? When you go into a situation wanting to be able to create some kind of connection, opportunity for connection, you know, some kind of intimacy, some fun, some connection, some flirtation, maybe even we get into something physical and it leads to whatever, right? You want to create that, you have to create it. You have to make it happen. You have to bring it into life. You have to spark it into a life. And so that means you have to be fully in it. You have to know what you want. You have to know who you want to be in that moment. You have to be very clear about what that looks like. You have to be very clear about the kind of energy and the kind of experience that you want to create. And you have to embody that. And you have to bring that into the situation. And you also have to be aware that, you know, the other person may not be in exactly the same place that you are. But the first and most important thing is that you are fully committed to your side of things. You know what you want, and you know that it's how important it is for you. The most common mistake of the unhappy husband is that he kind of expects other people to create the spark for him. And he complains about it, and he gets frustrated with it. And he might try, you know, he might try once, maybe twice a week to create some kind of connection, and then he gets frustrated with it and then goes back to that position of wanting her to be able to show him something before he'll show it back. Or, you know, he is actually coming from that really good intended place, but he's just not fully owning it. He's not fully committed to it, you know. I had one woman describe it to me as, when a man fully owns his cock, when a man fully owns that he has a cock, that he has the power to be able to take me and to some kind of different place that I can't take myself. And a lot of that comes from the energy that he embodies in himself, how he loves to be as a man, right? And so this is that kind of thing that you can remember in the past. Maybe you can remember a time where the two of you were, you know, you knew it was going to happen, right? You knew you were going to get it on at some point in the near future. Maybe not this morning, maybe not this afternoon, but within the next 24 hours, we are going to fuck. And I know it, right? I know it in my body. I know it in my veins. I can just tell the energy between us is on fire, right? You can feel it. It's palpable. And she was responding to you. You couldn't do anything wrong in that moment because she knew. She knew that you knew it was going to happen, right? She knew that you were that confident in yourself that it was going to happen. Nothing you said, nothing you did could go wrong, right? She was enjoying the way you were playing around with that energy with her, pushing into her and around her with that energy, right? That was fun. That was flirtatious. She didn't care about how she was going to respond to it. You could be as cheeky and as mischievous as you like and as direct, all the rest of it, flirtatious, whatever. You could just do it. And you knew you could do it, and she knew you could do it, and she was probably giggling with the energy that you were providing. And that is something that you can create whenever you want to. And it comes from confidence, but it comes from confidence in who you are. It comes from confidence in how you love to be as a man. So you have to know what that is. Learn how to embody and to own your sexual energy, your sexual power, to be able to create connection, to be able to create a spark whenever you want to, however you want to. I can't tell you how the other person is going to respond, but I can guarantee you can get really, really good at owning who you are. And owning your energy and the power that you have to create moments and opportunities for this kind of connection. Anyway, that's what I've got for you today, guys. Take it easy. See ya.